Adventures. I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And wow, July is here.
And it's pink.
And it, oh. It's pink. And July is just, you know, it's really grabbing on. And I would love for it to stay on as long as it can.
Okay, well, it's not really going
it's
to.
It's not.
We've got a couple days left. So, soak them up. Oh. Soak them up. But you know what is going around?
What, Katie?
Barbie!
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
I love the whole vibe of this.
Right?
I mean, it was just, it's like a whole thing, guys. If you're under a rock.
Yes.
And you don't know about the Barbieheimer.
Whoa.
I was really worried.
Barbieheimer?
Yeah. Mm. Where Oppenheimer and Barbie came out in one weekend.
In one weekend, and people were seeing it.
That's right. And if you were under a rock and you were like, what is all this about? It's just the biggest thing ever. It's the biggest thing of 2023.
I don't know how you wouldn't know what it was by now, right?
Well, you do now.
You listen to the podcast. I think my thing about this was everybody who didn't know what it was ended up knowing what it was.
Of course. It's probably one of the biggest events I have seen in a while.
Right?
And at a theater.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I love it!
It was like alive. It was like alive, everybody.
We've come back. The cinema came back.
Yeah, and it was, I mean to tell you, we went and saw the Barbie movie Tuesday.
Yes.
And it was probably the busiest that we had been to a theater.
Right?
Like, the last couple times, the last movie we saw there was The Flash.
Yes.
And Spider-Man
Across the Universe. Yes.
And those were pretty, I think Across the Universe sold out slightly. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there wasn't a lot of people there in the theaters.
No.
But not for Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Whoa!
Yes, it was the event of the season.
Event of the summer. Yeah.
And of course, you know, that inspired us a podcast episode.
Right? And of course we saw Barbie. Now, did we see Oppenheimer?
No.
But I did.
Yeah, and it was good.
That was good for him. Yeah.
Let me tell you about Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. Yes.
One, I know the story.
Yeah.
Don't need to know anymore. Not particularly something I was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And also 3 hours of a Christopher Nolan film is okay at times, but I like Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a lot of fans.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes his films can be a little, just a little bit. I love, you know, some of his, like, I'm not the biggest fan of his Batman trilogy.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
I know a lot of people are.
Sensitive subject.
Yeah. I like Memento, which he did.
Memento's good.
I did like Dunkirk, which he did.
Love it!
I
love Dunkirk.
I do enjoy, and his actors, he picks great actors.
He does. He picks very good actors.
We did not see that movie, and we might get into later why. But Barbie inspired us about toys.
Yeah, we did.
Childhood.
We did an episode at our first, when we really were doing...
Our first season.
We did Toy Story.
Yeah, Toy Story 4.
Yes.
And it was Do You Think the Toys Come Alive? Now, this was one of our most popular episodes.
Yes, and I think it was because this was the first episode we actually got a little more comfortable talking about our lives.
Yes, and we did, apparently we had done polls because I went and listened to the episode.
Really?
And we had asked people about their toys and stuff.
Really?
So we thought, let's do it again.
Why not?
And so Libby took to her Instagram.
I sure did.
At Libby Farnan.
Yes.
Where you could message her and, you know, participate in polling.
That's
and
right.
What we talk about.
I do have to say, this polling people did get a little more sensitive about.
I find my toys, especially as a child, in my childhood, to be very sensitive. Like, I was a very precise
sensitive
play person. Like, I really enjoy things done a particular way when I played.
Really?
Yeah. I know that seems shocking.
Was that then or now?
Bit
of both.
Bit of both.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bit of both.
I get that.
And so, Libby, what did the people tell you?
So I asked I did two polls this time, and then I did one where they could tell me.
I love it.
In your answers.
I love participation.
So my first poll was a pretty basic one because I wanted to go ahead and get it out of there. You know, go ahead, get it out. So first question, I almost died right then. I swallowed my saliva. I'm okay.
Okay.
You thought I was going to burp, didn't you?
I was worried.
You were. It's okay.
I never know what's going to come.
I never burp for the pizza.
I never know what's going to come out of your
mouth
at
times. I burped
on the podcast. You've burped. You've sneezed. I feel like you've covered everything that you're not supposed to do on a podcast.
Well, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're not supposed to do those things?
I mean, I'm sure people...
There's no guidebook to a podcast. I've
watched people talk too much on podcasts about not washing their hands, so I think we're good.
Ew, that's disgusting.
I watched an entire...
Wash it, because I don't want another pandemic.
They're probably why we have Corona.
Yeah, they are.
But not these people.
Not these people. So, I put out a poll. The first one I said, were you more of a Barbie kid or a Bratz kid? And if you really remember, as when I was younger at least, Bratz came out, and I think they came out in my more time period.
No, Bratz were out when
Was it not as easy to find them?
There weren't as many of them, so okay. It was kind of like a Barbies, Beanie Babies, Bratz, Pokemon, and Furby.
Okay, Bratz got you.
Came in a little later in that, but I knew two girls that had Bratz.
Bratz, okay.
And I didn't have any Bratz. Mom was like, nope, never gonna buy those for you, because they look inappropriate.
Because their bellies and everything was showing.
I had ones, Barbies with that, but Mom just did not like the Bratz either one of us.
Yeah.
But so we went over to their house one time, and I had, of course, my own Barbie, which I preferred to play with if we played Barbie.
Right.
Don't brush her hair.
Don't look at her.
I would bring my Barbie, and she would have a spare outfit, too. Don't touch it.
Because you never know.
Don't
mix it with yours, either.
The girls brought out their, like, under their bed, they had, like, this, like, thing of Bratz.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very much off-putted by them because I realized they don't have feet.
Yeah.
They had ball things on the bottom.
Wow.
And you had to click their shoes on.
Yeah.
And I was like, you mean tell me they can never be barefoot like me?
Nope.
Then you cannot play with them properly.
No, but it was fun to see how they
dead were. In the water for me. I was like, never again. Never!
Dead in the water?
Yep. I was I never want to see Bratz again.
So I didn't know a lot of people who owned Bratz when I was younger.
See, I feel like they kind of were getting to die from them.
Now, my best friend at the time, she had, she was very, very proper how she liked her Bratz dolls.
Yeah, she was neater than ones that I saw.
She had a shoe thing, a shoe holder, I guess you would call it. And you would pull it out, and it had all the Bratz in it.
Yeah.
And she was precise. So, like, she had all her shoes and stuff tucked away so you could pick them yourself.
Yeah.
So all of them had no feet.
That freaked me out as a kid.
And no arms and stuff, because you could pull the arms off and do different arms.
Yeah.
And heads. You could do different heads, but she had all the heads on them.
So those things freaked me out. I found one time a Bratz that had no head, no arms, and no feet. And it was over for me. I felt like it was an episode of Toy Story with Sid.
Just the torso.
Yeah.
Yikers.
Yeah, so it scarred me.
So that's the only time I ever... Also, I was older. So we didn't really play with them, but we did look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we'll go over that. And she was very particular. Yeah, their hair wasn't as good, and their heads were just huge heads.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever had... I'd seen a Bratz in my hand. So the polling between this was pretty clear.
Really?
Yes, 100%. So it was Barbie with
95%. Whoa!
Versus Bratz, which was only a 5%.
I was 110% Barbie girl. I loved Barbie. Yeah,
same.
I called her Bobby.
Bobby?
Which is funny. Because everything about her was just great to me.
Yeah.
The clothing, the hair, it was just, like, impossible for me not to
I think that's the thing about Barbie, was when you were younger, you could just do anything, really.
Yeah.
With the hair, with the makeup, everything. And then my next polling was, did you see Barbie or Oppenheimer or both?
Ooh.
So this left people with, I saw Barbie with 78% versus I saw Oppenheimer with 11%.
If you saw Oppenheimer, you saw a lot of things.
You saw a lot of things.
You saw a lot of Florence Pugh, that's all I'm going
to
say.
Oh, no! That's sure. That is for sure.
Yeah.
I had to make sure I said what I said, you know? Like, you saw Emrina.
You saw a lot of her.
We should help the people out that are going to see Oppenheimer in this episode.
I just want to say that you get a lot more than an explosion. Warning?
Warning.
Oppenheimer is rated R, and it's...
For a 15-minute scene.
It's not 15 minutes.
It is.
It's just it's a very long scene, and nobody talked about it.
Nobody.
Until late.
Yeah. Nudie Judy. Is all I'm going to say about it. You didn't know what I was going to say, did you?
I never knew what you were going to say.
Well, let me tell you, Florence Pugh, she's flaunting it off.
Yeah.
There we go.
Are we never going to have her on the podcast
then? No, we can. We just don't need to talk bad about her right now.
But yeah, yeah. Well, again, it's not, I mean. Like,
put some girl along, girl.
It's okay.
I don't want to see that. Mm. And so, while also, with 10% of you said you saw both.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you really wanted to sit through a lot of movies.
You did. Good for you.
Barbie's like,
bravo.
Okay.
Why aren't you clapping?
That's not a feat.
That's not fun.
That's not something when to be proud of. When you don't clap
with me, it's not fun.
I have sat and watched a Lord of the Rings marathon. That's nothing.
Yeah, you're
okay?
Right.
I've watched Star Wars all day. Let me tell That's you. Nothing to me.
Let me tell you.
Just because you think you're so cool because you saw Oppenheimer and Barbie.
Both.
You know, put your...
Put your...
Sit down.
Movie. Sit down.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Just calm down, okay? Calm
down. They can't see what we just did.
Yeah.
We won't even let them know.
No.
You know, we're just going to leave it there.
Let the mystery go on.
So then my very last, one of my questions was, what was your favorite toy as a kid?
Okay.
If you could, I'll DM you.
Okay.
And so, I do have photos and stuff like that, and I'll be putting that on my Instagram story and on the Facebook page as well, the Ranting Sisters.
We'll feature some of their toys.
Right.
And our favorite toys.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, for some of the top ones that we got, we definitely got through the Instagram, was baby dolls, a rainbow dash toy that flipped when you pushed its butt.
Okay.
We love that.
We love
the ones that you could push their butt.
Yeah.
They flip their butt up.
You know what I love about toys is some of the oddest things.
Yeah.
Like,
it's interesting.
Like the chemistry set that was for me at my age.
Yeah.
That was for boys that you could make bugs. I don't know if anybody remembers that.
It
was on Good
Mythical. I don't remember it, but I know Good Mythical.
It was on Good Mythical Morning where you could make a bug.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Did you like that?
I'm not going to lie. I thought
it was
really cool.
You liked it.
Yeah.
You liked to do it. You wanted to make the bugs.
But they sold me on those commercials.
Yeah, and they were goopy.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes Hot Wheels would have the coolest commercials.
That's true.
Like, they had one Hot Wheels set that it was like a huge track. And, you know, I would sit there as a kid and think, where do you put that
track? So mine wasn't Hot Wheels.
And it would slime you.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, it would slime the car.
Yeah, but that's kind of cool. So mine wasn't Hot Wheels. Mine for, like, I guess it was considered for boys. I don't really know. Our cousin, he had some of them, and we kind of got them from him.
Yeah.
There were these things called beans. They were beans.
Oh, yeah, the little bean superheroes.
So what it was, nobody liked them. I loved them.
You did.
I had a whole hand of them. Still have them. And I would take them, and you just throw them, and they would move.
Yeah.
Because what it was a plastic bean. Okay, these got discontinued because kids were
swallowing them.
Hate that. I love and despise when you children take things away from me.
They weren't swallowing just one. They were swallowing two, so they would get hooked together
because
they had magnets in
Fun fact.
Down in the system.
As a kid? Well,
tummy.
Yeah. I'm glad you're explaining. Fun fact. I knew a girl who was like 9 years old.
Yeah.
She swallowed a ring.
you tell that fact all the time.
It's just good to know. She was too old, but she swallowed it and had to eat like soup and stuff.
9 is too old.
Yeah. If you're swallowing rings at 9, you need to talk to your
somebody. Parent.
Talk to a doctor.
Therapist.
Yeah. You need to really think about
Therapy
it.
Therapy time.
She had to poop the ring out.
Well, that's the only way.
Yeah. Didn't let her around my beans.
Yeah.
I would take those beans and I got DC ones and they were just a marble ball inside of a shaped of a bean.
Yeah, like
plastic
a little bean.
Thing. It was it was glorious.
Okay.
So with that being said, yeah, I agree. and then the next one is Littlest Pet Shop. Whoa! I despise Littlest Pet Shop.
Whoa. Why are you so passionate?
Let me explain.
Yeah.
As a kid.
You're so passionate.
You know, let me explain. I know that the person that said she loved this, I'm with you. Not on the love of it, but, like, I get it. When I was younger kid,
it's a PTSD
there was a little girl.
Yeah.
That was a friend of mine, so-called. She had a ton.
Yeah.
She claimed she's a Barbie girl. She's a liar, so don't believe her. And I'm just going to go ahead and call her out. You can see Barbie as many times as you want to. It doesn't make you a Barbie girl.
I know full well she's not a Barbie girl.
She had
a receipts.
I got receipts, baby. She had a ton. Her dad.
Yeah.
Her dad bought her a ton of Littlest Pet Shops.
Oh, okay.
She would bring them when we would play.
Mm-hmm.
And when she would play them, I had the McDonald's ones. I didn't get the Littlest Pet Shops because I wasn't into that stuff. And they would end up being Barbie's
pets. Yeah.
Which was fine. And she would tell me, that's not real Littlest Pet Shop. That's from McDonald's.
What is the difference?
I don't want to, we're not playing Littlest Pet Shops because, oh, rude!
Oh.
I'm sorry! I didn't realize we were playing I'm better than you, but let me tell you, I'm better than you. Okay? So I'm triggered and a little scarred. You think you're because she did that in front of a group of girls that we were playing with. I was like, one, I went and cried in the corner. Two, how rude for you to say, yeah, they came from McDonald's.
So Little Special were not in when I was little.
They were very.
They had gone out about that time, and I wasn't into. I was into real looking things. Beanie Babies was kind of the only stuffed animal I would play with.
Little Pet Shop, I think, is still in. I'm pretty positive.
Oh, really? Then things I played with that went with Barbie. Right. And I couldn't have Little Pet Shop because they didn't look like what I pictured.
Yeah, and she had like a bucket of it, though, and I was like, yeah, of course they're from McDonald's.
You got pet shop shamed.
I did.
As a kid. And I'm sure there's a help group for that. Yeah. But not.
Petshop.com. Don't be shamed.
Yeah, don't get shamed.
And you know what? To this day, I bet she still ain't got them.
Probably not.
I'll poop all over hers.
Okay.
You know? As a kid, that's not what I thought. As a kid, I was like, oh, mommy. Still thinking that.
Okay.
Next one is American Girl Dolls.
Emotional trauma.
Yeah. next one is American Girl Dolls.
Oh my gosh, what an elite.
You were so, you were kind of superior.
If you got an American Girl Doll. Let me tell you what, the hardcore judging that went on when you didn't get an American Girl Doll and you got another version.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, it was like a rite of passage when you got
an American Girl Doll. You're like, where'd you get that from? I got it at Target. Nope, not real.
Let me tell you what.
Doesn't count!
Let me tell you what, not Littlest Pet Shop. It was the shame of not having...
For you, it was.
It was.
You know? But you were not a shamee. You were a shamer.
Yes, of course.
But not in front of people.
Not in front of people.
You weren't like a Littlest Pet Shop. Let me tell you.
And not to your face.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You Littlest Pet Shop owners, not the one that put this down. Like, I'm not putting you in this group, but I kind of am. is if you stood around shaming people because they didn't have the McDonald's same one. Yeah, it's the McDonald's one. Let me tell you right now. You keep shoving in those chicken nuggets down your throat. And I know you saved those Littlest Pet Shop toys.
They were so cool for McDonald's.
Right?
I had them.
I had them all. Yeah. And I would take them out of the thingy.
Yeah. I love them.
And I would like, I have
If you would notice, we love a McDonald's toy.
Yeah. So don't shame nobody.
Okay.
Poop in your pants.
Emotional trauma.
You're welcome.
American Girl Doll. Wow.
It was just
something. Let me tell you what. I remember counting down the days till I turned the right age, which was 9 or 10.
Yeah.
That was when mom and dad said I could get one.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. Christmas shopping in the catalog I was doing. Every
circle.
Every
circle.
Time I went, it would be a new one every time. And I really wanted Molly.
Yeah.
Until lo and behold, Kit hit the scene. Let me tell you what.
Yeah.
I was like, that's her.
Yeah.
She's my best friend.
Do you have 3 American Girl Dolls?
I have 3.
I thought you were going to say, I have 5. I don't remember the other two.
No, I have 3.
You have
3.
We actually just recently talked to another girl who has, I think she has about 3
I
or
think
4?
She had 4
I can't remember.
Or 5?
Yeah. And her little sister has one too. Mm-hmm. It's Rebecca.
Yes.
And I have 2.
Yeah.
I had another baby doll that I played with, so I didn't think I needed another one, and I didn't need another one. It became more expensive when I got older.
It was just like, it was like something.
Yeah.
Whoa. And it was like, I felt like it was a big deal when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But when I was young.
Yeah.
Whoa. It was just like, you have no idea. You have not seen the joy on a little girl's face till she came down on Christmas Day and there were 2 American,
Girl dolls. You have no idea.
Oh.
Or an outfit for your American Girl.
Or the bed.
The bed.
I got Kit's bed for Christmas.
I got a trundle. I got a trundle bed.
You did, yeah.
Yeah,
it was fabulous.
I had 2 American girls. I had Rebecca and Sarah, who was my lookalike.
Yeah,
at the time, and you had Kit and
I got one of the lookalike ones, but she didn't look like me. She was bought to look like
her friend
Ruth,
right?
Her friend, and then I got the first edition of the Girl of Today, which was that I think she was 2000.
Yeah.
Lindsay. Mm-hmm. She had curly hair.
Yeah.
Which I loved.
Because it looked like your hair.
Yes.
I remember how expensive it had gotten more and more because it was getting more and more hype. Because they were coming out with American Girl Doll stores with like parties and how you could go there and you could go get your doll reset or salon or things like that. And I had gone to two different ones. I went to one in New York.
And we went to the one in Charlotte.
In Charlotte. And those were like the big deals. Yeah,
I love it. It is like no
It's a lot crazy. Of fun. And if you haven't had an American Girl doll, you need to buy one. Because really, truthfully, American They're Girl doll cool. is awesome. It just... First of all, you get to learn a story if you get the historical version.
Yeah.
You get to make up your own when it's your doppelganger.
Yeah, your doppelganger. You know? Oh, okay.
And then the girl today has a story as well. It's always very... I love American Girl.
Yeah, and they just introduced Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I'm a little bitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because where's the Marvel?
Where's the Lord of the Rings?
Where's the Star Wars?
Where's the DC?
Right.
I actually have DC comic book.
You do.
They're from Mom got them from Etsy. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, you had a black canary.
I was before all, yep.
Yeah. This is like Rebecca coming out in fishnets because yes. She's dressed as a black canary.
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah.
I love that.
Discontinued Barbie, though.
Discontinued Barbie. Because she was a streetwalker. She wasn't a streetwalker.
No, don't get that confused. A super
Let me tell you, if you read anything and something says black canary was a streetwalker, they're liars. She wasn't. She was a superhero.
But that led us to talk about our favorite toys.
Right, yes.
And Libby, do you have your top three toys?
I do have my top three toys.
You wanna hit us with them?
Yes, I do.
Not physically.
Right, just no, with I wanna hit you. I'm just saying, like, you know how some we're going back to pet shop?
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm just rebranding. Oh, also, we did have two more before we go on. There were two more. We had a lot.
Mm.
Legos, that's an... I mean, duh.
I love Legos.
I loved Legos as a kid, and I love them now. I don't. Yeah. I feel like even younger, you really do well, and also when you get older, they're perfect as well. For
Legos are great.
Calming down. And then the next one, of course, is Polly Pocket.
So I only had one Polly Pocket, like really little Polly Pocket, and
yes,
what was really great about her was she one of the set broke, and Mom and Dad wrote to Mattel. Mm-hmm. Remember when they
you could write
pen a letter?
Yes.
And Mattel sent out a huge bag of all kinds of Polly Pockets so I could play with them in the set.
No way.
Yeah, so I got all kinds of different little figures of Polly Pocket.
Well, that's kind of cool.
It was very fun.
The person who sent this from Ohio. She had mentioned us. She loves Polly Pocket, the little ones too. I only know Polly Pocket as when I was little,
like the medium sized ones
that you had the rubber clothing that had hair all over it after a while.
Yeah,
because you lost it.
That's gross.
Now that I've done that, but it did happen.
Of course
one
not.
Time.
That's why you're talking about.
So my top three favorite toys as a kid. Pretty simple, pretty bad. Okay. So I'll go from bottom to top. Because it only gets better from there?
I'm pretty sure that one's mine.
I thought yours is that's where it's at.
That's yours.
Is it?
That's so yours. Confused. I'm 100% sure that one's yours.
I'm never going back to listen. I'm just going to go on from there.
Just go on. Struggle is real.
So, toys for me were my moments to just go away. Like, I'm pretty sure as an adult now, whatever I am.
Pretty sure you're an adult.
I think so. I just kind of use things to decompress and to just let go.
Okay.
And make a fantasy world
Might
of my own.
Might need a therapist
for that. Yikers!
Seems slightly trauma. I can gear around that pet shop thing, but emotional trauma.
It is. So, I loved toys as a kid. And so, my favorite toys, pretty basic if you ask me.
Okay.
Number three for me, big time, was... Oh, this is going to sound so weird, but I remember it the most was probably any type of random baby dolls.
Yeah, you did love a baby doll.
I loved baby dolls, and I include American Girl doll in this, because I think baby dolls and American Girl dolls are far from one another, but I still include them because as a kid, that was what I did.
Yeah,
I would have American Girl dolls.
A baby doll.
And I loved American Girl dolls because they looked like they were the perfect height to be a toddler. So that's what they were in my head.
Okay.
And then you had my baby doll, which I loved. This baby doll, I loved her to death. Like, she was my Woody. She was my baby doll.
Yeah.
And for some reason, when I was a little bit of a 9-year-old to a little bit of an 8-year-old, not 18.
18 years old?
Well, I mean, to be honest, 18, you gotta cry on something, you know? Gotta be a baby.
The trauma
at
level.
8 to 9 years old. I was always trying to find a Woody, because you had a Jessie.
Yes.
And so I had Anne. That was my baby. And so it would always be Rebecca, Sarah, and Anne.
Yeah.
And so I would say random baby dolls, because I had a Raggedy Ann type of looking baby doll. I named her Ruth. I don't know why I named her Ruth.
Okay.
Her name is Ruth. And then I also had a John.
You had a John Wayne doll.
John Wayne doll.
Yeah.
And I loved him.
John Wayne.
John Wayne, yes. Like rubber. I'll have to post a picture of him. Rubber head. He had a gun. Oh, no!
He did.
He had a gun, and it wasn't real. Just so you know.
I think he was from She Wore Yellow Ribbon.
Yes. Yeah. And he didn't come with a cowboy hat, and Dad was kind of bothered by that. But I was like, who cares? It's John Wayne, Dad! And he's my son! He was my son. And so I loved baby dolls. I had, like, twins. I had a ton. I think it's why I love babies now.
Okay.
But they're real.
That's how that works.
And they can... I don't want to hurt them.
how that works.
Yeah. And so I was always the mother of my babies, because I didn't want anybody else to be the mother of my babies.
Okay.
So those were... My main three were always... Rebecca, Sarah, and Anne. Those were all my three children.
Okay.
Whoa! Did you hear that? That scared me! There's something outside. I thought it was an airplane!
I think it's a motorcycle. Whoa!
Yeah, it is. And so, that was my three. And so, then number two for me is, I don't know if anybody's going to remember it. I don't know if anybody is going to care. But my number two was when DC came out with big... They were the first ones to come out with this. Big figures.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not talking the tall ones that are plastic that you can get. I'm talking, like, real action figure. Like, they were the height, they were the size of your hand, and they were, like, the hype of, if you were into this, then you're gonna be into this, and they were comic book size. And we would go. I remember we drove all the way to somewhere, I don't even know, in the middle of nowhere, to a Rose's.
Yeah.
To find a black canary look-alike to the one I had, because I messed up mine, and I loved my black canary big figure. Mm. Even the newer one you bought me, her waist, because I used her all the time, her butt is all you see now.
Okay.
It's to the front.
You played with that black canary
to death. I loved her, and I had a Green Arrow, and they were always together.
Yeah.
I would go to our nannies, and they would be my two I would bring with me.
Yeah.
And I just loved it. And of course, number one for me, because it was the pinnacle of my playing, was Barbie. I played with Barbie a lot. The Barbie I specifically played with was, part of the roller derby gang.
Yeah.
We don't talk about it. Barbie did not want to make Bratz dolls. But they made this version of them, but they didn't call them Bratz dolls because their heads actually fit their body.
Yeah, and they didn't pop off or anything. Like, no. Their head didn't pop off and the arms and stuff. But they had those, kiss lips.
Yeah, and my favorite.
The perky lips? Yeah. I don't know.
Like, Botox.
Yeah.
Which is what I would pretend she had. Our dad took me to Target, which that's always where your dad takes you.
Yeah.
And so when I was younger, dad took us off. Took me, because you guys were gone. And he was like, we can get, it was on sale.
Yeah.
And that's how you knew you could get dad. It's on sale, dad. It's on sale, dad.
Yeah. Because dad will buy anything if it's even just like a 10 cents off.
So dad got
it could be $28 and originally $30.
Right.
And they're going to think that's a deal.
Well, so there was like a Malibu Barbie.
Yeah.
Like a beach Barbie from when I was younger. And then there was the roller derby Barbie.
Yeah.
And I said, I would like the roller derby Barbie. Yeah. And she was a redhead, and she looked like Phyllis from the soap opera to me for some reason. And she had flappy legs.
Yeah.
They were not flapping. They were mobile. I don't know how you would say.
Yeah, they had the joints.
You could join them. Yeah. Her arms, now the newer version has joints in her arms. Thank you, Mattel. Not doing them for me.
Yeah.
Hers were plastic and long, and I played with her to death, and her name was Phyllis.
Yeah.
And I love redhead Barbies, and that's why one day I might color my hair red.
Oh, okay.
But all my Barbies, some of them always have red hair.
You do have a lot of midges.
Yeah. I do. A lot of them.
Yeah.
I love them. But my favorite Barbie was her. And her name was Reese. I think that's what we came up to, was her name was Reese.
Yeah. I think the doll's name was Reese.
Yeah.
But you called her Phyllis.
Because you know why not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Katie, your turn.
So my top three favorite toys are ones that I would take everywhere with me.
Okay.
And tote around with me everywhere.
Yeah.
Number three for me, because I'm going to go for the bottom to the top.
Oh, okay. Yes. You know, it's
where it's at.
Where it's at.
That's yours.
I think that's mine.
Number three for me is Barbie.
Okay.
So I was
a... Whoa! She's at the bottom?
You'll know why.
Okay.
So Barbie, to me, was the ultimate play. Like, yeah. I didn't play with baby dolls that much. I like baby dolls, but they weren't real enough looking for me.
Right.
Barbie was like, oh, miniature. She is like a miniature person. And I can dress her
and control her.
Braid her hair.
Oh, really?
And I'm not going to say what I all those things.
Yeah.
And she can do everything I want. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah, there you go. Now you went into the controller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite Barbie was 1999's Hollywood Nails.
Oh.
I had the Barbie and I got the Teresa. And the Teresa was my real favorite. She had short hair and it had a pink stripe and she wore like a purple. Pink color. Mm-hmm. And then the Barbie I had played with her a lot. Mm-hmm. She might have been the only Barbie I had that actually called Barbie.
Okay.
Or Sharon from the soap opera. Yeah. She had blue on and they had all these different clothing on.
Yes.
Like you could make her outfit look different every time. And they had nails for you. Yeah. And then their nails were painted the same color.
Right.
And it was the best thing
ever. You did not care as much with the nails.
No. I was all into these two Barbies.
Right.
And so I had them, and they were the ones I played with everything. I toted them around. Mm-hmm. I loved them to the point that the Barbie one, I was putting on my favorite boots, and the boots, you know, you had to kind of
squeeze them off.
So right where her joint was, where her leg was, it popped off. And I was crushed.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop me.
Oh, really?
I made a makeshift thing for her to ride in.
Yeah.
So she could still participate in everything.
That's right.
She kind of became my Professor Xavier Barbie.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
She was smart and wise in all my playing.
Yeah.
But I loved Barbie in general.
Yeah.
I had several different kinds. My very first Barbie was in 1992 or 93 set of the Camper Barbie. Mm-hmm. And I got the Barbie and the Teresa. I had a lot of Teresas.
Okay.
Not covered in the Barbie movie, but Teresa was one of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah. I had a lot of Barbies and a lot of Teresas.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Those were my favorite. I have a lot from different sets of both of them.
Right.
I think there was the gloss one. There was a gloss set, glimmer gloss.
Yeah.
They had overalls on. Pink got her. She was Teresa. Mm-hmm. And then got the Barbie who had on blue.
Yeah.
Several of the sets.
Yeah.
Generation Girl Barbies had them too. Love. Controversial.
Controversial.
And I had the one that's mentioned in the Barbie movie. Midge that was pregnant.
Yeah.
I had several Midges too.
Yeah.
I loved all different ones. So then when I made up my world, they all looked like my world of people.
Yeah, that's true.
So I loved Barbie. Number two for me was my Toy Story 2, Jessie doll.
I didn't even look at your list.
Yeah.
I just want to say.
So 1998 is when the film came out.
Mm-hmm.
And for my birthday, I received that year a Jessie doll.
Okay.
And it was to look like the movie. Wow. One. And you clicked her, and I took her everywhere. And these three traveled around a lot with me. The Barbie, the Hollywood Nails one, and then the Jessie doll, and my number one favorite. They went a lot around with me.
Wow.
I loved my Jessie doll. I had several different versions of Jessie before the movie was released.
Mm-hmm.
And the big one was the one, and she looks like the one from the movie.
Because she's very floppy.
I would buckle her in a seat buckle. Mm-hmm. When our dad, he worked for the company where he had a van, I would buckle her in the seat with me, like in the movie.
That makes sense, yeah.
I love Jessie. Still have her hat and everything.
Yeah.
Number one for me is my Kit Kittredge.
Oh, yeah.
As I said, I wasn't a big baby doll kid. Yeah. I did not like, as a little girl, I wasn't the biggest fan of baby dolls.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't do anything for me.
Right.
But the American Girl doll was just like an experience.
Yeah.
It was just the clothing and everything about it. I enjoyed it. And it looked so real.
Yeah.
And the three that are my top three, I would go everywhere with.
Yeah.
Everywhere with them, they would travel with me.
Yeah.
And that was the kind of kid I was.
I think that's where, to me, it does become kind of sad nowadays. And we've talked about this before, where you don't see kids with toys anymore, just kind of carrying them.
Mm-hmm.
I find that kind of, in a way, sad. I know that some parents are like, oh my gosh, no. I love that they don't carry that around. I love it. Yeah, but now they carry around a tablet and a phone or something like that, it's kind of like there's no imagination anymore.
Yeah.
And to me, like, I had spoke to a girl who was, I think she's about 23 years old, and she said, I didn't so much play with toys. I mean, I had toys that I liked. She said, but I had more, like, pretend. Like, I played pretend a lot.
Yeah.
And, I mean, as a kid, I do think of it like, I think even now, what did I do when I didn't have this? Or, like, a phone or something. And as a kid, I would have rather played with Anne or one of them than a phone.
Well, it's like, I could sit at a McDonald's table, never be known.
Yeah.
I would have the McDonald's toy, and I could play with it forever.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll occasionally see at McDonald's. Yeah. Like, there was little girls who were playing with the toys that had come out.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a very rare rarity.
I could color all day. Like, it was like, those were things I didn't get tired of doing.
Yeah.
Which children do get very tired of doing.
I do think in those realms, I find it sad. And I do think sometimes collectors, if you want to call them that.
Yeah.
Like, especially with Barbie and stuff. That's why Barbie sometimes doesn't get bought enough. Because it's not really children buying them. It's more of collectors buying them. And she just sits in a box most of the time.
Yeah, that's always been a really big problem of mine. But I've always enjoyed collecting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it is.
We still have all of our Barbies.
Oh, yeah. Ready for when our baby comes out of our loins.
Thank you for that.
I'm just so ready for when my kid comes. Yeah. I have a whole bunch of baby dolls.
Yeah, Barbies. Because you're ready to play Barbie again. Yes. Right?
The right way.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah. But, you know, with all that being said.
Yes.
That brings us to our main subject.
Barbie! The movie!
So earlier in Podcast Simpsons, I know I had said that this was either going to be a great big movie or...
You were not very excited.
I was not excited.
No.
Let me tell you what. Let's talk about Barbie for a moment.
Yes.
Let's talk about the movie.
Okay.
Let's talk about the different versions I heard before it turned out to be this movie.
Yes!
Okay. Barbie, 1959, first doll.
Yeah.
Okay, toy movies don't work out that great.
Mm-mm.
Unless we're talking about Toy Story. So that Barbie and everything in there, very cute and fun.
Mm-hmm.
The original script for this did not have Greta Gerwig, who's the director.
Yeah.
It also did not have Margot Robbie involved
Mm-mm.
in it. The original Barbie was going to have Amy Schumer. Ooh. And let me tell you why. I cannot stand that woman.
I know.
I'm sorry.
You really, I feel like if you and Amy Schumer met each other, you would like, you would roast her.
Right, and I feel really bad.
And I feel like she would roast you back.
Yeah, and then lose.
And then you'd have a roast off, and then we'd have to be cleaning up a lot of dust.
Because I just can't with her. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't know this woman personally.
Yeah, we don't know Amy personally.
But she reminds me of someone.
Yeah, someone that you knew, and whoa, it's terrible. It's bad.
And I cannot.
Yeah.
So when they said she was going to be Barbie, I was like, flop.
Done.
2019, they finally announced Margot Robbie is now attached to the project. And I was like, Harley Quinn. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like Margot Robbie.
I love Margot Robbie.
She does a
great
job.
Can we have her on the podcast?
Sure.
Come on, Margot Robbie. Yeah.
Well, she can be our best friend.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie, Jennifer Garner,
and Ryan Gosling.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
here's my thing about Ryan Gosling. Cannot stand him.
You almost caught him something. Oh, you naughty girl.
Ryan Gosling. Cannot stand him.
Yeah.
He's just one of those punchable faces.
Oh, there you go.
Which works. Yes, he is. I don't know what it is.
Wait, you know what? I
punchable face.
You know who kind of has a punchable face? And I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
And let
me tell you, I was recently talking to somebody, and she was like, I don't like Tom Cruise.
It's because what he did in Nicole Kidman.
Like, yeah. And I was like, you know, I think he does have one of those punchable faces.
He does have a punchable face. He's got a lot of Botox now, I think.
Yeah. But when I said that to the person, they were like, no. Yeah. I just don't like.
Yeah, because he's got one of those faces.
I get that.
He's got one of those faces. He's like 6 years old, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still going.
Yeah. It's still Mission Impossible.
Still Mission Impossible.
Ryan Gosling, Notebook. I hate that movie.
Ew.
Yeah. He was in Remember the Titans.
Have you seen it?
The Notebook? Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
So I watched it one time with my friend's dad.
I will say
Let me tell you what. Never going to get
that. You saw it with their dad?
Yeah. We were watching it downstairs. She had rented the movie. And I was like, why are we watching this with your dad?
Mm.
And there he was. And there were awkward scenes in the Notebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they Oppenheimer?
No, they weren't Oppenheimer awkward, but they were like Twilight kind of awkward.
Mm. I'm going to throw up. I'm going to do it too. I'm going to do it too. That's what I would say.
So
that makes me uncomfortable.
Let's talk about...
Who were your friends? Who were these?
Who were these people?
Who were these men?
We aren't friends anymore, so no need to worry about it.
Probably because of other things.
Yeah. Mm. So Barbie opens up, and one of my favorite openers.
It's really good.
I think it's 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yes!
It takes off of...
I think so. Don't...
Love it. Don't quote me on it. But, you know, the one with the apes.
The gorillas.
The apes, and then the technology. Oh, yes. Thank you for that.
That was so good.
But it opens with the Barbie. And by the way, spoilers.
Spoilers.
We're spoiling.
Oh, are we spoiling?
We're spoiling you.
Spoil. Should we be spoiling?
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah.
This is almost a week.
Barbie dies.
No,
I'm just kidding. Kind
of. Well, she does. This scene opener is great. This is how I felt as a kid. I was like, forget the baby doll.
Oh, well, I don't think we were in smashing one.
I wasn't No, I wouldn't break my stuff.
No.
But I was like, we're done.
You put it to the side, though.
And never. It was nice playing with you.
You're going to collect dust.
But I'm moving on to Barbie.
Oh, poor baby dolls.
Yeah, sorry. They weren't popular with me. Yeah. They were really popular with you.
Yeah, very popular with me.
I'm not popular with
random
you.
Ones. I loved any kind.
Yeah, like the Annabelle kind.
No, I did not like the Annabelle
kind.
I
could see you dragging home an Annabelle.
I would not.
Isn't she precious?
That's not what I said.
And she rips your soul out and writes red crayon everywhere.
She's precious. You know?
that sounds like Gollum and like... a demon mixed together.
Annabelle.
But so it opens with that, and then of course the baby flips in the air and it's Barbie!
Barbie!
And we started from Barbie Land with Lizzo's soundtrack.
Pink.
Perfect.
In the back, she really does. This was the one that nobody knew about.
Yeah, Lizzo's song. I loved it.
Yeah.
Great opener. Everything about this land is immersive.
Mm-hmm.
I love the first.
The set work in this is beautiful.
I love everything in Barbie Land.
Yes.
And yes, Ryan Gosling is hilarious as
right?
Ken.
He's so good as Ken.
His facial expressions crack me up.
Well, so my favorite is, so we go through Barbie's routine.
Yeah.
We see that Barbie is in a very, you know, it's a Barbie playhouse.
Yeah.
You see, she doesn't have running water.
It's got a real life replica of the Skipper playhouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's got food. It's not real food. It's popping out.
Oh, it's so good.
You can see that every Barbie's doing the same routine.
Yep.
You also know that she is, everything is normal. She's got milk. She has a fridge, which is just like my fridge.
Yep, stickers and shelves that you could put
yes.
stuff in.
Yes. And she sits there and she eats it, pretend, and she drinks, and there's nothing in there.
Nope.
Love it.
I love when she turns in the shower and there's no water.
No water.
Out. Yeah, that's the best.
And that is also, and then she goes into her outfits.
Yes.
And
which
she
is
just
fabulous.
It pops on.
The idea, it's just so... And Margot Robbie looks like your Barbie.
She does.
Yeah. And there's another girl that is the writer Barbie.
Yes.
She is played by the actress who played
Storm
in
yeah.
the current X-Men movies.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like a real Barbie.
She does.
That I have seen.
Yeah.
I loved her. She was my second favorite Barbie next to the Margot Robbie one.
Yes. I really liked her. So I actually really liked, because she looked like a lot of the Barbies I had.
Mm-hmm.
The Barbie who was from the Death on the Nile. I don't know what she was.
Oh,
she,
yeah.
What was she?
What was she? Was she the Nobel... No, the Nobel Peace Prize winner?
Winner was... I don't remember.
Oh, what
but
was
she was one of my... Was she... I don't know.
She was the one played by the actress that everyone thinks looks like Margot Robbie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except with brown hair.
Which is funny, because she doesn't look like you to me. But
no.
Margot Robbie looks
but
like
Dad
you to me.
But Dad has said I look like her.
She... Yes.
That's so weird.
I think you look like Margot Robbie more
really?
So.
Really?
Yeah.
But so she was one of my... Wow, thank you again.
You're welcome.
She looked like one of my Barbies
she
that I would have
like
had.
A Barbie, yeah.
But I loved redheads,
yeah.
So I probably would have had the other one, which was the Dr. Barbie.
Yeah.
I probably would have had her, because she had red hair.
Yeah. What about the fold out where the Dr. Barbie came out and Ken,
yes!
he falls into the beach?
Yes!
He's having a beach off with the other Ken.
I'm going to beat you off.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I love that.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That was very fun.
With Shang-Chi.
Mm-hmm.
Simu.
He's a Ken.
He's another Ken.
There's Ken.
And then there's the bad guy from Secret Invasion.
Yes.
He's a Ken. Chris
he's
Evans'
funny.
Brother. A Ken.
It's a Ken.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think his name is Christopher.
Mm-hmm. Evans? I think so, right?
I think so.
Oh. No, Scott.
Scott Evans.
Scott. No, yeah. Christopher is Chris, Katie.
Oh, yeah,
I
that's
know
right.
you only think of one Evan,
I do.
Boy.
I do.
I know you do.
One.
Yeah, wow.
I'm so sorry.
You really showed your true colors.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And Barbie Land is just, it's amazing.
It's
looking.
A beautiful land.
And then Barbie starts having some weird things happen.
Yeah, like thinking of death.
Like she thinks randomly of death.
Have you guys ever thought of death?
Death?
There's like a big blowout party that Barbie has.
So
if
cute.
You know Barbie, she had a lot of those parties.
Yeah, of course.
I know I did. I had a lot of parties with Barbie.
Always.
And she has like a whole choreography dance. And it's just like if you would have been playing with Barbie, you would have had these dances.
Yep.
And to me, this is when Ken really... Ryan Gosling's so funny.
I love his crazy eyes during this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think what's funny is then you have the moment where it's the nighttime and Ryan Gosling's Ken says, I think I should stay over.
Yeah.
And she says, to do what?
To do what?
I don't want you here anymore. You can go.
You can go. It's girls' night.
It's girls' night. It's girls' night forever and always and tomorrow and the next day. And then the day after that.
I love it.
And what's funny...
I love that commentary.
Right?
It's hilarious.
And I think what's so funny is that's exactly what you did with your Barbies. You would put your kids to the side and be like, oh, it's girls' night!
So where this movie leaves me a little bit is when we go into the real world.
Right.
I don't think the story stays together very well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for, like, is it cartoony in the real world? Mm-hmm. Are you being, like, realistic? Or are you being over the top? And a lot of the segments to me go a little over the top.
Yeah, when we go from Barbie Land to the real world, that's where we lose the conjoined.
Where she's trying to find
what
out
we're doing.
What's happening to her. Because her feet are flat now.
Mm-hmm. And she's having a bit of, she's turning into
a real person.
Yeah.
Ken follows her, of course.
Yeah.
And that's funny, but it's not as funny as I think it should have been.
Right, yeah.
And then we enter Will Ferrell, and then America Ferrera, and then her daughter in this.
If you've seen Stuck in the Middle, then you know who this girl is.
And young Gamora.
She's young Gamora, too.
In Endgame.
Yes.
I think.
What did it cost you?
Or Infinity War, sorry.
There you go. Whoa!
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 Whoa.
Calm down, Marvel fans.
Calm down.
So it just kind of loses me there where she's trying to figure it out and Will Ferrell kind of plays a cartoony Lego villain like he had played before.
Yes, this is where you do lose me because they're trying to make Mattel have this like up the very top.
Yeah.
But we're in the real world.
So I'm getting
cartoony vibes.
So I don't know what people saw sometimes. Sometimes they say there's a really deep message in this movie.
Right.
I think the deep message got lost in a very muddled script. And here's my thing about Greta Gerwig.
Mm-hmm.
She does this every time.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Bird, didn't like that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like whiny teenage movies that their teenager is so involved in their own situations, they don't see their parents' situations.
And I think the only good thing about Lady Bird was the ending for her, and she basically had to be shown.
Kind of had to go back and look.
You have to realize this isn't all about you.
I hate whiny teenagers.
Yeah.
That can't see their parents.
I thought you loved some.
Well, I couldn't be a teenager like that.
My
parents went through things and I was involved in them too.
Yeah.
And so to be a whiny teenager is annoying.
It didn't exist.
Yeah. So I get real triggered by her idea of things.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't think Little Women, her version of Little Women, was that great.
I was only there for Timothy. No, not Tiffany.
Timothy.
My Tim boy. There you go. This is going to be that kind of episode. I see.
But so, I can't. Sometimes.
I think what confused me was I was left with, I loved Barbie Land. Like, I loved every moment we went back there.
Every time we went back to Barbie Land, I was happy.
Loved it. When we were in the real world, it didn't feel like the real world.
Yeah.
I think that's where you lost me in the realm of like, but this feels still silly.
I didn't feel like it was as deep as it should have been.
Yeah.
I cried, but I didn't cry like I did in Toy Story, which I feel like
I cried at the moments.
Vibe.
Yeah. I cried at the moments that I feel like everybody cried at.
Yeah.
But then I also didn't cry at the moments that some people did also.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense to some people. There's a moment that everybody talks about that Barbie is sitting on the bench and there's an older lady with her. That moment, I feel like should have had
a little bit more
pulling you in.
Yeah.
To be like,
by the way,
Barbie.
That's not the Barbie. That's not the daughter of the inventor of Barbie.
No.
A lot of people are going around saying, it's not her.
No, that's not Barbara.
No. It's the costume designer.
Yes, which I actually kind of enjoyed that little tidbit that we learned.
Little Women, too. Anyway,
yes.
I like that.
Also, there's a the bench moments are my favorite because there's a moment with her and Ken, and it's just so funny. She's like, "Don't get lost. I'm not." And he keeps staring at her.
Yeah.
And then she looks. I feel like that moment with the older lady should have been a more pulling in and be like, oh, look, Barbie, she kind of wants to live that life. She wants to get older.
Yeah, she wants to get
she
older.
She wants to live and have these ideas and stuff. Mm-hmm.
But there's like a lack of being able to lay into the moment in this movie.
Yes, yeah.
And so I'll go into my negatives
for this.
So my negative for Barbie is, one, we never let a moment lay and happen.
Right.
I have a problem with, I like the speech America Ferrera gives as the mother.
Yeah.
It's the truth. Mm-hmm. It's hard being a girl, you know? It is. It's a pain in the rear. And it's hard being a girl on both sides. Women, the way women treat you, and then the way men treat you. Mm-hmm. It's a pain in the rear.
For both.
It's hard growing up. Mm-hmm. It's one day we're enjoying playing Barbie, and one day we never come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the most heartbreaking thing that this movie doesn't lean into. Mm-hmm. Like, when I think of it, it should have really, really harped on it.
Yeah.
That one day, I was playing Barbie.
Yeah.
And then I cleaned up Barbie, and I never came back to her.
Yeah.
And that growing up
process. That makes me so sad. Like, it makes me emotional right now when I'm thinking about it. Because it's true. And I don't think everybody talks about that.
No, and you're expected, as especially a girl, to not go back to those toys.
Well, because then when you do go back to it, I wish the, if I had to say also with you, is I wish the movie would have harped on that a little bit. Of like, you know, like if you told your best friend that, you know, didn't play with Barbies anymore. And you were like, oh, well, I did play with some in my room just a little while ago.
Like if
they would be like, oh, my gosh.
Like, I knew girls that quit playing with Barbie like at 10, 11
years
old. Yes. I didn't quit playing with Barbie. No, and when you were born, I was like, oh, check back in.
Yeah.
Tag in.
Yeah.
I'm back again.
Yeah.
But you're just not, you're not supposed to. And, and that's a complicated thing to me as growing up goes on, is how harsh it can be.
Yeah.
I think that speech is great. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's allowed room to breathe.
I wish she would say it. I wish that moment was a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Because that is what this movie, because to me personally, if we're going by what Greta Garwig. Yes.
Yeah.
Is trying to say the messages of this movie. Did I think that the message was sent? Yes, I got the message.
Yeah.
But I also had to also remember what she said, because she said it so fast.
Yeah, it just, not enough.
I wish
enough,
it could settle. Not like, I wish she would have had more time.
And the Barbies are really smart, but Ken goes in and, like, gets immediately fooled. And I had a problem with that.
Because if you don't know, Ken is the bad guy.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Is the bad guy. Yeah. Kind of the bad guy is just the general idea of sometimes how we take things.
Yes.
And we just take them too far.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lost in translation. I don't like the real world. I don't really like the mother and daughter aspect. I don't like the daughter not liking Barbie. That's an old cliche. It's if you watch the Tyra Banks and Lindsay Lohan one, that's the same life size, same plot.
She's the worst of Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
She's the worst. The little girl in that movie.
Lindsay Lohan,
yeah. She's the worst.
This kind of falls in the same line of that again. How much I hate Barbie. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That got on my nerves. Mm-hmm. Everything is great in Barbie Land, but the real world is a lost message. Mm-hmm. And a big loss in this movie. Mm-hmm. Is the idea of Barbie Land. I didn't understand still.
Yeah.
Was this a child's idea of Barbie Land and she came to life? Was this Mattel's idea of Barbie Land? That was lost in transition for me. There are a lot more negatives I could point out about it.
Yeah.
But that's just where I'm going to leave it
for now. I agree.
I'm sure I'll pick it apart later.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So my negatives are I really disliked the real world. Like the moment we went there, it was just lost on me. There were so many moments that we were doing jabs. There were jabs being done.
Yeah.
And I understand no matter what, there's going to be jabs. And I don't care if you're doing them, but can you do them a little less blatant?
Right.
You know? Like, I get it. But in real world, that's not always how it is.
Yeah.
Not really. And I don't understand what jab you're making because you're not making it clear because you don't want to cross the line.
It comes across as cartoonish and not enough real world.
Right. And I'm trying to figure out what you're doing. Because there's a whole scene where Margot Robbie's Barbie, she's running from the men, the businessmen in Mattel. Yeah. Okay? That scene is so much from a video game I used to play on my DS that was a Barbie game.
And it was so cartoonish.
And it was so cartoonish, and it was ridiculous. And I just felt like, I don't know what she was doing. I just felt like it was rush, rush, rush. Let's get back to Barbie Land.
Yeah.
Gotta get out of here. Gotta get to Barbie Land. I really disliked the daughter. Yeah. I thought she was rude, annoying, yeah. and I understand you're going to be like, oh my gosh, well, that's the way she was supposed to be.
So she was named, they say, after a Bratz doll.
Sasha, all of them, all the girls sitting at the table, yes.
Were named after Bratz
dolls. That was supposed to be her jab at Bratz and Barbie's feud.
Yeah.
And I think that was also, and then there's also a moment where Ken is, he's talking about his dojo place and stuff like yeah. that. And it's so much, so annoying that the Barbies have been brainwashed so easily.
Yes.
To me, personally. And I just felt like that was too much. That was a lot that didn't need to be
My
done.
Barbies would have never allowed that.
No, I'd been like, boy, let me tell you something about a whoop.
And you. I love everything about it. Like, I think, yeah. oh, yeah, that's how you treated Ken. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
But Ken was not important to playing Barbie.
I don't
think
there was an under message about Ken.
It just was.
That's the way it was.
It's not a personal jab at men. It's Mm-mm. just, that's how we play Barbie. Just like you played with G.I. Joe and yes. there was no girls.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. So what are your pros, Katie?
I love the aesthetic in this film. Yeah. I love the vibe. I love the Barbie. I love that she's lovable as Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very fun movie. I mm-hmm. love the way it brought like our mom yeah. and us and everybody else together to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just really love Barbie.
Yeah.
And this film made me love Barbie even more.
Yeah.
Which I have to say, you can't help but enjoy that.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I didn't think it was a masterpiece. I didn't think it was as good as it could have been. I would have loved after they'd done the back and forth on the rocket ship mm-hmm. and the way you got in and out, yeah. I would have loved in the end
mm-hmm.
for them not to end up back on that beach for some reason.
Yeah,
in California,
yeah.
To end up on the floor actually holding the Barbies.
You mean
like
the businessmen?
Like playing with them.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a funnier thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have liked the deeper moments in this Barbie to really hit
home.
Like,
yeah.
I wish I could have cried like I did in Toy Story 3 when all the toys are
You're
holding
sobbing
their hands.
Almost,
I
want to yeah.
sob.
Of course, I mean, there is the ending that you do cry at. Well, yeah. I'll wait till you're done.
But that, I mean, in general, I did love this film.
Yeah.
I did love it. I yeah. just wish the moments would have lasted a little bit yeah. longer. The deeper moments.
I agree.
Because that's how I feel about Barbie. But
right.
But those were mine.
So my pros about this movie, I just love this movie.
It's
I
beautiful.
Loved the vibes.
It is a beautiful
I loved
film.
The way this Barbie Land, I do have to say, is probably the most set that I've ever watched and sat and thought, oh my gosh.
It's amazing.
I wish I could be in that set.
Right?
I love Margot Robbie. She could really do no wrong in my eyes. Yeah. I love her as Barbie.
I love the, I just love her in general.
Right?
She's so
All the
sweet.
Barbies, so my favorite Barbie, because I had a Barbie like her,
mm-hmm.
was President Barbie. I had
yeah.
a President Barbie when I was
yeah,
younger.
You did.
And I loved her. I loved President Barbie in this movie. It was my favorite. And when I look at the set and I look at Margot Robbie and the costuming, everything.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
And, you know, you could sit there with your mom and you'd be like, oh, I had that.
Right.
Or that was when I was younger. I loved that. The most thing I loved about this movie was you could sit there and know every single person in that theater was seeing Barbie with you.
Yeah.
And I love a movie that it felt like we were coming out of like, ooh, I don't want to be next to people. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go see that because it might be too many people.
Yeah.
It felt like cinema movie events came back. It yeah. felt like you were going to go see Barbie.
It did.
It was an event. I stood in line, got popcorn. There were tons of ladies with pink on.
Yeah.
And I spoke to them and I thought, this is like when you would go see Twilight or when you
yeah.
would go see Lord of the Rings or you would go see a movie that was coming out that everybody across the world knew about.
And was excited to
And
go
was
see.
Excited to see it. And
yeah.
it, to me, made it into an event that I had missed so much.
I agree.
And I love going to the movies really late to go see a big event movie.
Yeah.
And this was it. And that's why I say I love it so much. And I love Barbie so much. So I really loved it.
So what is your ending grade for this?
I gave it an A minus.
An A minus.
Only because.
That's nice.
The ending scene that happens at the end.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy that at all.
Right? Didn't deliver like I thought it should.
Nope. No.
I give this movie a B+. Now, Ooh. It's a very generous B+, because
yeah.
it could grow.
Yeah.
It could grow. I do think it needed more cinema moment and better writing. Sorry,
yeah.
Greta. I don't think you're that great of a writer.
Mm-mm. Now, do I think the ending scene where Barbie is with the maker, that is what they've casted her as?
I thought that was sweet.
I thought that was super sweet.
I like the montage.
I like the montage. I love the Billie Eilish song in this movie so much. It makes me cry every time I listen to it and see it. So I did love it. I loved that.
And if you enjoyed this podcast, you should be following Libby at Libby Farnung.
And at Farnung Metz for polls and Instagram stories and posts. And hey, you could talk about what we do next.
Yeah, and if you're on Facebook, you should be in the Ranting Sisters Facebook group.
That's right, for memes, polls, and all kinds of things.
So enjoy your Barbie life.
That's right. Bye! Bye.